I'm finding that these beloved scripture passages that are being shared with us often put a song in my head for the week. This week, with Evan Reed's passage in my mind, I regularly found myself singing a snippet of a song that I hadn't thought about in a while. He will protect you wherever you go. Be strong, in the Lord, and be of good courage, for he is your guide. At least one person knows it. I heard it. I think I learned it with my youth group, and I couldn't remember the whole thing, so I looked it up. I read over the lyrics, and I thought, oh no, not another song whose words I can't sing anymore. The lyrics aren't so uncomfortable taken on their own, but it's all about context, isn't it? This 39-year-old hymn has a lot of language that we tend to be squeamish about in our Mennonite hymnals. How often have you heard this verse skipped? Be thou my buckler, my sword for the fight. Even when we're ascribing the armor to God's use, we're just a little cautious with that military imagery. This week, I was following some live posts from the team putting together our new Mennonite song collection. Our new hymnal will be called Voices Together, by the way. And so the team was meeting this week, and one of my Facebook friends was posting highly entertaining quotes at hashtag overheard at Voices Together. And one such quote was, not everything biblical is something we need to sing about. I'm sure you could start listing some things that fall into that category. Anyway, so that hymn that I sang with my youth group sings of assured victory, defense, the battle, and claims your mighty commander will vanquish the foe. Vanquish. A sentiment that's not out of place in the prayers of the Psalms. And maybe, even if metaphorically speaking, in our own prayers at times. But it's just a little too on the nose for me to sing these triumphant words along with the book of Joshua. Evan gave me an excellent challenge this week. He didn't exactly mean to, and that's why it was a good one. It would be wonderful and also perfectly fine to simply dwell in that one uplifting verse that has helped Evan to be brave and steadfast. Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened or dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Evan had his attention drawn to these words on a cross necklace that he got on family vacation. And what a great verse to carry with you into every new situation, every strange place, every uncertainty. Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened or dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Evan remembered this verse when he slipped on the rocks last summer, just last summer, right? Not 2 years ago? 2 summers ago, yeah. And he had to get a huge gash in his leg stitched up. You might remember that. And the freezing did not feel like it was working. He remembered, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened or dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. I would like to just stay there in that promise. But Evan is also a thoughtful and kind-hearted person, and I believe that he would approve of us holding that promise in tension with the bigger picture of Israel's story. God speaks these words to Joshua after Moses has died, and Joshua is stepping into leadership. And Joshua and the children of Israel are finally about to enter Canaan to live, the land they know as Promised Land. And if you read your way through the rest of the book of Joshua, they are going to inhabit that land and displace, kill, and assimilate many of the indigenous residents of it. There's that squeamish feeling again. Alyssa, go back to the nice part. I will. Because Evan's verse doesn't teach us to avoid the hard things. It promises God's presence with us when we face and go through them. Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened or dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Even going into and questioning uncomfortable texts. I haven't seen the new Mr. Rogers documentary yet, but I did read at least one article about it. It had a quote from the director, Morgan Neville, speaking in New York in June. He said about what Mr. Rogers was doing in his show, "Fear was so important because fear left untreated becomes anger and hatred and resentment and all the toxic things we have." So a lot of what Rogers did was trying to quell fear. But, this article insisted, his lessons in emotional intelligence weren't about blind confidence. They were about how thoughtful questioning and examination can lead to greater compassion. We need some thoughtful questioning and examination of the book of Joshua and the story of coming into Canaan. How do we read this story as a people who are waking to the genocidal legacies of colonialism that still shape Canadian and other societies? How do we read this story in light of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission? How it has shed light on the assimilation project of residential schools and given 94 calls to action toward reconciliation with Indigenous peoples? Most of our ancestors are those who entered into land that was promised, though others had dwelt there before. Canada is tangibly relearning stories of our past, as our very education system is called upon to decolonize and indigenize, and to be teaching the things and the ways that have been long suppressed. As we relearn our shared stories, it may be uncomfortable to go into the conquest narratives of Joshua. But be strong and courageous, because even there, in that discomfort of the violence in the text and the violence that the text has been used to justify, even facing these hard truths, the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. If you want to dive deep into understanding the book of Joshua, borrow CMU Prof. Gordon Maddy's commentary on it from our worship closet. I'm barely going to dip a toe into his work. Maddy's doesn't try to fix the violence in the book of Joshua to make it more palatable for us. He writes that he takes the text seriously as a conversation partner, even when he disagrees with it, does not understand it, or is offended by it. Maddy's writes that as we engage with the biblical text as a whole, the Bible itself bears witness to a lively, if painful, debate about the relationship between violence and the identity and mission of God's people. Derek Suderman made the compelling case to a bunch of us MCEC pastors at Grable last February that our scriptures argue amongst themselves and do not resolve every argument. He was making that case with the question about whether or not ancient Israelites could faithfully marry foreigners, which is relevant to the entering of Canaan. Derek made a thoroughly biblical case on both sides of the argument, yes and no. I'm not going to go into an in-depth study of the book of Joshua, but we need to remember and acknowledge the legacy that this narrative has given the church and therefore the world. Walter Brueggemann writes an article about the doctrine of discovery in Yours, Mine, and Ours. I'm going to show you my reading this week. This is one of the trilogy that we have in our library that's really a powerful way to learn about Indigenous settler relations. So Walter Brueggemann writes, "The logic of discovery depends on an absolute sense of self and of superiority. This absolute sense of superiority that fueled discovery was grounded in a larger claim of superiority for white Europeans who understood themselves as the God-given, God-legitimated master race and master culture. The claim is deeply rooted in the biblical tradition that has long served colonial expansiveness." But be strong and courageous, because Brueggemann also writes, "We who know better are now called to do the, quote, work of discovery in order to discover forms of a viable world of peace and justice, to discover that taking never yields good outcomes. What we discover depends on what we are looking for. As Jesus said, seek and you will find. I have just barely started reading Unsettling the Word, Biblical Experiments in Decolonization, and there is one going into our library, too, as well as this one in my office. It is hot off the presses for Mennonite Church Canada, edited by our Indigenous Settler Relations staff person, Steve Heinrichs. The book has more than 60 Indigenous and settler authors, theologians, poets, wrestling with Scripture, like Jacob with the angel. Maybe it can be unsettling to re-examine what we thought we always knew about the Word of God. But I see this as a call to unsettle that word that sometimes seems hard to budge, or we make it hard to budge, and also to allow ourselves to be unsettled by what we find there. And the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Gordon Matties writes that the book of Joshua is rooted in a tension between God's promise and presence and human faithfulness to God. The promise that God will be with you wherever you go is preceded by this command: this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. You shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to act in accordance with all that is written in it. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall be successful. The book of Joshua contains a dual emphasis on gift and responsibility. In Steve's preface to Unsettling the Word, he tells a story of being in Hebron with Christian peacemaker teams, and he was wrestling with the seemingly contradictory scriptural messages of God telling David to take up arms against the Philistines in his land, and then the texts that speak of costly solidarity, love your neighbor as yourself, blessed are the peacemakers, do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly. What is our responsibility when we live into the gift of God's presence? Steve was arrested recently. Some of you will be aware of this. He posted this prayer request on Facebook this week. Between August 7th and 10th, I will be on trial for my participation in a prayer witness supporting Indigenous people's right to free, prior, and informed consent with respect to the Trans Mountain Pipeline expansion. I will be pleading not guilty and face the possibility of 7 days in jail, the Crown's initial sentencing position. For more information on my action and responses to frequently asked questions, see, you can search in Common Word, or it's printed on our Mennonite Church bulletin board right now. He continues, I welcome your prayers, but pray also for my Mennonite community, family, as we continue to discern the ways in which the Spirit is inviting us to flesh out our commitment to Indigenous rights and our repudiation of the doctrine of discovery in this time of ecological crisis. Another word from Mr. Rogers today, a much quoted one. When I was a boy and I would see scary things in the news, my mother would say to me, look for the helpers. You will always find people who are helping. I don't always know what to do next, to do my own part in the ocean of need for reconciliation with Indigenous peoples and the connection between that and global ecological crisis. But I look to someone like Steve Heinrichs, who is asking questions of the right people and responding with integrity, to help me on this journey too. Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened or dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Evan and I reflected on what it might have been like to be essentially homeless in the wilderness for 40 years, and then to be on the threshold of a new home. Maybe not unlike the uncertainty of moving to a new school for junior high this fall. But Evan looks back and remembers past changes that seemed scary at the time, but are now part of his story of growing up, making the next change seem like it will probably be okay too. And as someone who is very aware of God's presence in nature, Evan marveled at the pillars of fire and cloud that had led the Israelites through the wilderness, unlike anything we could imagine. God is with you wherever you go. The way of reconciliation that must be before us is filled with uncertainty. It is a way we have not fully walked before. Much is new. Much must be learned. Much must be unlearned. But as we meditate on not only the written word of God, but also the incarnate word of God, Jesus, and the living word of God, the spirit and breath of life, even as we are unsettled, our feet are promised a new path with the presence of God to lead the way. Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened or dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Let's pray. Creator God, keep your law of love on our lips. Keep your movements of grace in our hands. Keep your word of life in our souls, so that we might be strong and courageous, without fear or dismay, trusting that you are with us wherever we go, deep into your way of reconciliation. Amen.